Christ according to John. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that which you bring to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water
knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine, after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I don't remember what age I was exactly when I realized that it was a good idea to obey my mother. As you might imagine, I wasn't a particularly rebellious child or teenager, but I certainly ignored a good deal of my mother's advice, shrugging off her well-intentioned directions or rolling my eyes at her suggestions. But you know what? I always paid the price for not listening. When my mom told me to take a sweater to school because it was going to get cold later that day, and I ignored her and walked out the door, I was the one who sat shivering and miserable through my outdoor lunch period. When she told me to get my homework done during the week so that I could enjoy my weekend, but instead I procrastinated, I was the one kicking myself come Sunday afternoon when I faced a mountain of homework assignments. So at some point, I began to realize, I should just do what my mom tells me to do. My life will be better and I'll be happier. Because my mom doesn't just tell me what to do because she wants to boss me around or control my life. She tells me what to do, and yes, she still does, because she loves me and wants the best for me, and because she knows more than I do or better than I do, having gained wisdom through years of experience. Since I've adopted this obey your mother philosophy, my life has indeed been smoother. In our gospel lesson today, we hear a story about obedience. Jesus and his mother are guests at a wedding, probably for a family member or one of their friends. Jesus isn't there as a teacher or a preacher or a revolutionary. He's just there to enjoy the company and celebrate the happy couple. But then the wine runs out halfway through the celebration. This would have been not just an inconvenience, but a disgraceful event for the bride and groom in a culture that so highly values hospitality. It would be like inviting 10 people over to your house for dinner and then realizing in a panic that you'd only made enough food for 3. So Jesus's mother, Mary, steps in. In classic mom fashion, she orders her son to take care of it. We don't know exactly what Mary has seen in her son's life thus far, because Jesus' public ministry of teaching and healing has not yet begun. But she knows her child well enough to know that he can solve this problem. So Mary grabs her son by the arm and says, "Fix this." And just like any son resisting his mother's commands, Jesus protests. "It's not my time," he says. "Don't push me." But Mary ignores this and orders the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." And so Jesus acquiesces and he tells the servants what to do. They fill the giant stone jars with water and they draw some out and they discover that it has been turned into fine wine. This miraculous transformation is the result of a chain reaction of obedience. Jesus obeys his mother, the servants obey Jesus, and water becomes wine. Obedience in our culture gets a bad rap. We like freedom. We like to be able to do whatever we want, whenever we want. So obedience for many of us has a negative connotation to it. It's something we are forced into doing by those who have power over us. So when we obey, we often do so grudgingly or resentfully, feeling as though some of our own power or agency were being taken away from us. But in the Christian life, obedience is something altogether different. When your master is Jesus Christ, then obedience is not bondage, but freedom. Because obedience to Christ opens up our hearts and our lives to the transforming power of God. We are called to obey Christ in all aspects of our lives, and this is not easy. Obedience to Christ means handing over our wills, our desires and ambitions to someone else. It means surrendering control over our bank accounts, our wallets, our careers, our marriages, our parenting to someone else. That is what Jesus meant when he said, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Recognizing Christ as the master of your life takes an enormous amount of courage and trust. The road of obedience is a road of self-denial and sacrifice. But it is also the road that leads to transformation, to abundance, to the life that really is life, as 1 Timothy calls it. When we obey Christ, we are obeying a master who loves us, who has our best interests at heart, and who knows better than we do. Obeying Jesus is like obeying a good and loving mother. They really do know best. When we listen to Mary's order to do whatever Jesus tells you to do, our lives get better. So let's pray that God opens our hearts to obey him more completely. Let's allow Jesus to be the master of our lives. Instead of resisting every challenging thing that God asks us to do, let's surrender. Let's say yes. This kind of trusting obedience opens the way for God to take the ordinary in your life and turn it into something extraordinary, like water into wine. It's a little scary, maybe, but also exciting. So, how will you allow Christ to transform your life?